Former NC State administrator who called GOP neo-Nazis, KKK, will remain a professor. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 19, 2019. Mike Mullen, who resigned from his position as vice chancellor at NC State on Thursday, after referring to the Republican Party as the party of neo-Nazis and the KKK, will remain on staff as a tenured professor at the college. The university did not explain why Vice Chancellor Mike Mullen had resigned from his position on Thursday, but the school's announcement arrived hours after conservative students at NC State brought light to Mullen's controversial remarks on social media. But now the GOP is the party of the NRA, neo-Nazis, the KKK, and all manner of alt-right crazies. "You have betrayed your history," tweeted NC State Vice Chancellor Mike Mullen to Turning Point USA founder and executive director Charlie Kirk. The incident made for the second occurrence in which Mullen had spewed hurtful rhetoric on his official university account, according to the school's College Republican student group, which called for the vice chancellor's resignation over his continued insolence and insulting rhetoric. While Mullen has resigned from his position, the now former vice chancellor, protected by tenure laws, will remain on staff as a professor at NC State, according to the News and Observer. Luke Stancil, one of the conservative students at NC State who helped expose several of the former vice chancellor's remarks on Twitter, says he is concerned that Mullen may grade out conservative students unfairly as a professor, given his continuous hateful rhetoric expressed publicly about Trump supporters. "The left likes to talk about privilege, but the only real privilege I see on campus is that a professor can call Republicans neo-Nazis and Klansmen and still have a job," said Stancil to Breitbart News. "I have lost faith in former Vice Chancellor Mullen to treat conservatives fairly on campus." Since the controversy unfolded, Mullen appears to have changed his Twitter handle and locked his account, as well as neglected to offer an apology for his remarks, a move which Stancil suggests is very telling of his thoughts on the matter. "I think it's an embarrassment to the university that he's still able to teach, and that his salary is being paid by taxpayer dollars," added the student. Mullen is moving back to the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at NC State, where he was a professor before he was vice chancellor. He is able to stay on as a professor due to the archaic tenure laws. The university did not respond to Breitbart News' multiple requests for comment. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.